So I'm Chris Moore, and I'm a volunteer with Friends of Cardiff Reservoirs, and today I'm going to be talking to Hilary and Arwell Hughes about their memories of Llanish and Lisvain Reservoir and the local area. So, Hilary and Arwell, thank you very much for volunteering and take part. Could you give us a bit of an insight into your first sort of associations with the area?
Well, I've been Fiddler's Road, living in Fiddler's Road since I was 5, but didn't have much to do with the reservoir till I was about 10. And I suppose my first memory is going around there with my uncle, who had a bird watching entry. And then, of course, you meet friends, and it's quite a good meeting place, the fields and Lee's Farm, which bordered the reservoir. We were there all the time with the horses and the gang.
Yeah. So how? What sort of year was this?
Probably about 61 when we started sort of meeting in the field and the dump field, we used to call it as well, which is where the houses are now, where the rugby club used to be. And it was just like a general meeting place, and it overlooked the reservoir, so obviously, you know, you could see somewhere nice to go.
Yeah.
And various ways in.
I see Arwell smiling there at something you were saying. So come on, Arwell.
The dump field was a sort of local gathering place for all ages. So you can just imagine yourself what went on in that field.
So was it a dump field for any reason?
There was the access off Eland Road was where the road would have been, was just a big dump where they dumped all the rubbish off the road, and there were slopes onto the field.
And then into the wood. It went straight into the wood.
Yeah, and then it went into the field, and that was it.
So your local access into the site as kids, where was that?
Through the woods.
Through the woods or the dump field.
From Eland Road, you said.
Well, Solver Avenue I was living. But my garden backed straight onto the woods, which then backed onto the reservoir.
There was like a main path through the wood, and I think the gate, actually, we saw it the other day, still there, big metal gate, but the fencing on either side was quite easy to negotiate.
Yeah.
And if you saw the parkie on the other side of the reservoir on his old black bike, you knew you had at least 20 minutes before he got round to you, if in fact he'd seen you.
Yeah.
So it was quite safe.
Yeah. I remember you mentioning about a farm that was off Rue de Penay Road.
Lee's Farm was where I spent a lot of my time because I had horses I rode there. And it was there before they built all the houses, a big old-fashioned farmhouse. And they told me, whether or not they were having me on, I don't know, that it used to be the prison where they held the prisoners before they took them to be hung at the crossroads. And there were underneath rooms with chains and things like that. And you wouldn't have got animals in there. So I had no reason to disbelieve them. But then I've looked it up a couple of times and I've never found any actual concrete evidence of it.
Well, the name itself, isn't it? It's Rue de Penay, which is the ford of the heads.
Yeah.
So they probably would have stuck them on pikes or something.
Yeah.
Well,
drop their heads off.
But how long ago this
them.
Would have been? I don't know. I mean, Lee's Farm, would have been, 1800, something like that?
Yeah.
It was a very old farmhouse, lovely farmhouse. Why they destroyed it and didn't leave the farmhouse and just build the new houses, I don't know. But, spent a lot of time in the farm.
Well, the land would have been where the reservoir's built now. Well, some of their land would have been that site.
I don't know whether they owned the land. I never knew whether
Tony Lee owned it
or whether he leased it, because he also had farm land further up in Lisvain. But you used to be able to go through the field, his field, where we used to ride, down into the corner of what was the dump field, which is where the reservoir gates are now on Eland Road. And you could go all the way through. You could go all the way through to
it
the woods and out in Lisvain.
Owned by Murray Speakland, huge estate. They now have the hotel on Philly Mountain.
Yeah.
That's where they lived. So they owned everything. across this area.
Oh, right.
But I don't know who owned the actual reservoir. I mean, you know, Council. Presumably that was...
So, stop there a second. I'm just going to... So you've mentioned about what you got up to around about the site, but what sort of stuff did you... What are your memories of what you got up to?
Well, we knew it was wrong to come into the reservoir itself, but it didn't stop a gang of...
That was the invite almost to say, well, yeah, you're not allowed, so...
13, 14-year-olds. The boys were a bit more adventurous. The not Arrowell, because he was a good boy. But the
what do you mean?
The other boys that were part of the gang that I used to meet with, they would swim. And so we had to stand and keep watch for the parkie. But we didn't do any damage. I mean, we lit the fire in the field a few times, but not in the reservoir, in the tump field.
In the wood.
Cooking our sausage in the woods and in the fields. Yeah. But, you know, it was nothing in comparison. But obviously you would have got told off if you got caught. But that was half the joy, wasn't it? Can you get back out again before the parkie can get round?
We used to flood the woods by blocking the stream that went... Yeah. The drain that went into the reservoir was like a 6-inch pipe.
Yeah.
And it covered all of the rise, off water, wash water, used to get washed through the woods. So you just put a piece of slate over the pipe. And if it rained heavily, it could be, a metre deep through the woods.
What sort of age were you then?
About 9.
Long before I took him in hand. But the thing was, it was all you had around here. Then. Yeah. I mean, there was a youth club, I think in the Methodist church or something. But there was nothing else. But it was safe. You played in the woods, you played in the fields, you played in the reservoir. And you played in Lee's farm. I mean, you know, Mr. Lee was quite chilled about other people being around, as long as they didn't damage the horses. And until the hay season, when he was cutting hay, well, then you weren't allowed in. But it was a playground.
We used to tickle trout in the feeder, the river that runs round the reservoir.
Yeah.
And go through the tunnels.
Yeah.
Nice big trout, too.
Oh, lovely. So, you've described what sounds like your adventures occurred mainly... So down the south side towards Rudapano Road end, would that be right? How far could you come feeling safe?
We never got as far as going to the Lisvain Reservoir. That was pushing your luck. So it was only the Laetitian one, and it was this side of it, really. Because that was on your doorstep. I mean, the only if you'd gone too far round, then you'd have had to come out through the fence on Rudapano Road, and it would be a long walk home.
We used to go further than that, through Bateman's Wood, which is the wood.
Oh, yes.
Because Bateman's house was where the houses are at the top, you know?
Yeah.
But that was like a private garden, and we just found you could wander through it, and if nobody saw you, nobody knew you were there.
So that wood, was that... You say it was garden. Was it like it is now, or was it much more
exactly
managed?
Exactly as it is now.
Was a woodland, essentially.
Yeah, woodland with a few rhododendrons and stuff growing in it. It was full of wildlife. Though.
So where was his house?
Up on the main road.
Oh, right. I didn't venture as far as Bateman's Wood. Not until I met Jane.
Okay, so what happened when you met Jane then? So what were you doing there?
Well, then we used to walk the dogs up through the main field and into the woods, Bateman's Wood. And sometimes through a hole in the fence and little wander around the reservoir. But this was when they were doing the work, or before they'd done the work, when there was all that hoo-ha about who owned it and were they going to build houses and was it going to be a gated community, which I didn't get very involved with, but Arrowell's parents, because they were dead on the reservoir boundary, they the people in that road got quite involved and raised money for solicitors and things like that. And that went on for years.
Founding members, I think.
Years
and years. It did go on for years.
Did go on for years and cost thousands. 20,
25 years, maybe.
So I just have to add that you've just dropped my wife Jane into it by leading you astray.
But that was so very much more recently.
So you're describing walking, for those who are listening and don't really appreciate the site, that would be walking basically the south side of the reservoir and then up around the back of Lisvain Reservoir into the woods.
Yeah.
To, there's still a gate here now, isn't there, on for car park? But
there
it's locked.
Yeah.
So that would have been your route into the site then?
Well, I would have thought so. I mean, they changed it so much with all the fencing.
We used to get in mainly by the stream, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where the little bridge is.
The little bridge wasn't there it was Lee's farm, because the fencing was the other side of the stream, because the horses could drink from that stream. So I can't remember when the bridge was
built. South Rise wasn't there. The allotments weren't there.
No, it was all wooded.
That was just all woods and fields.
Right.
You know, you could walk from where we lived, you could walk to Philly Mountain in the fields.
Right.
Soon we won't be able to do that.
No, you wouldn't.
Most of it was legal. Some of it was... Well, yes, some of it was illegal. We shouldn't have been in there. But the woods and stuff like that, that was just automatically assumed that you could go in there.
Yeah, and what kid wouldn't want to play
exactly,
in the woods?
Exactly, when it's on your doorstep.
Yeah.
Big trees to swing off.
And I expect your parents were pretty happy that you weren't under their feet anyway. So.
Well, they just let you out first thing in the morning and called you back at tea time.
Yeah. So, looking around us today, we're sat in the site. It's a beautiful evening. The sun's shining on Lisvain Reservoir. And it's cool, but it's very bright and sunny. What do you folks think about the way the site's been developed?
I think they've done a lovely job. It would be nice if we could continue to walk dogs around it, even if on lead, because most people who've got dogs, it would be a lovely place to walk. But we use it, once or twice a month, just to walk around and have a cup of coffee and an ice cream. Mm. And it's nice now that the longer it's been going, the more facilities are on the water. You know, like we've seen paddle boarders, we've seen sailing boats. I haven't yet caught the swimmers. I must come early one morning and catch the swimmers. But yeah, it's nice. They've done a good job. The facilities are lovely. My only criticism would be that it's not really child-friendly or dog-friendly. I think it might be considered maybe a bit elitist, as if they're not really wanting families and people to come and have picnics. And I know there's a facility down the bottom where you can have a picnic and take kids, but it's not somewhere where you'd think, oh, let's go to the reservoir for the afternoon if you had sort of toddlers with you.
Mm. Okay.
But they've done a nice job.
Yeah. I suppose they might consider developing the perimeter more, or including the perimeter more. Because at the moment, there's only the path across the east side, but the west side is cut off completely.
Mm.
You know, Nanfower Woods, we used to play in there. You can't get in there anymore.
Mm.
Which is, in a way, it's a good thing. But there again, it's a facility that's not used.
Yeah.
And the same with Bateman's Wood. You know, not really supposed to be in there.
But there's no signs to say that's private property. There never has been any signs to say this private property, Bateman's Wood.
No.